And how often do you use Herceptin alone?
Not that often. Not that often. I have, particularly for patients who are totally asymptomatic from their breast cancer with rather indolent disease. As you know, Neil, if you look at the survival in Chuck Vogel's frontline single-arm trial of Herceptin as a single agent, first-line metastatic breast cancer, the survival is about 25 months median, which is really basically exactly what was seen with Herceptin and chemotherapy in Denny Slaman's pivotal trial. So looking across trials, it looks like the survival is very similar with Herceptin alone versus Herceptin with chemotherapy. Having said that, what it appears to me just from my own clinical experience, because we don't have randomized data of Herceptin alone versus Herceptin chemotherapy, I think the duration of control of the cancer is longer with the chemotherapy and the Herceptin. And I don't have in my own practice, and I haven't heard of any of these anecdotes of the very, very, very years and years and years and years of long remissions. And I've found
with monotherapy.
And I have a young patient who presented with bone-only metastatic disease that was HER2 FISH positive with a ratio of 19. So very, very strongly, the highest one I've ever seen, very strongly FISH positive. We started off with Zoladex and Arimidex, and she responded very nicely to that. Then she just got sick of the shots, went to oophorectomy, and she had about a year's remission from the aggressive hormonal therapy, and then she was asymptomatic. And so we, with this hugely high HER2, went on to single agent Herceptin, got a beautiful response, but it only lasted about a year. And now we're on to Navalbine carboplatin Herceptin. She just really, really wanted a response. She responded, but with 19, I was looking for more, because I have other patients that are out years on their chemotherapy, you know, Navalbine Herceptin or taxane Herceptin. So I don't think I've adversely affected her survival at all, but I'm not sure I've optimized her duration of response.